stirring music means that it's time once again for the Saturday Evening Libertarian Conversation. And this is Saturday evening, December 3rd, 2005. And this is Harry Brown, and I'm so glad to be back with you. And this is kind of a special night. You know Jim Babka, the president of DownsizedDC.org, who has his own show on Sunday afternoons right after my investment show. And he actually was a guest tonight on Free Market Live. We'll get the correct answer in a minute. And he has such an important announcement, two of them, in fact, that I've asked him to come in and guest host tonight. We will talk about his announcements, and then we will go on to other material. There are so many things going on right now. I think you're going to find this a very, very interesting show. But first of all, let me introduce Jim Babka of DownsizedDC.org. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, Harry. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. I want to kick off with your two announcements that you have for DownsizedDC.org.
Well, we have two announcements and an action item, and it's one of the topics we'll be discussing tonight. The two announcements are that, first of all, DownsizedDC.org is on the grow, and we're growing so fast that we can't possibly contain all the good news that we're getting. We wanted to be able to share this good news with people, and so we have created a blog over at DownsizedDC.org. Now, this isn't very monumental, except that I think it ought to be part of everybody's everyday reading. If you're hitting the Internet, particularly if you like to blog, put DownsizedDC.org in your bookmarks. I use Mozilla Firefox, and I tab all my favorite blogs, and I would include DownsizedDC.org there, because not only are we going to be giving you good news about DownsizedDC.org, but we're also going to be sharing instances of the free market at work, where people, neighbors, communities, churches, charities, inventors, entrepreneurs, how they're making our lives better without a dime of government money, how the free market really works, and how government hurts. And we're going to be telling those stories over and over again, along with just constant flow of good news about our progress at Downsizing DC. The second announcement I wanted to make, and this is the big one, this is the debut, and I did announce this just a little bit earlier on another Genesis Communications Network show, Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, that's exactly what I wanted to say.
Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich tonight. I announced that DownsizedDC.org is going into the radio business. We are going to have a radio show, and it is going to be in that slot after your investment show every Sunday. It's going to be called the Downsized DC Conference Call. The Downsized DC Conference Call is going to be a weekly conversation between DC downsizers everywhere, and coming in and having a chance to ask me questions, hear about what we're doing, what we've got planned, and our take on the various issues. We're going to be focusing on what we can do to downsize DC, and we just want everybody to have a place that they can assemble each week, and that's going to happen every week on Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, right here at GCNLive.com.
That's like an audio blog.
It is like an audio blog. It'll be great. So we got an online blog and an audio blog.
Terrific. Oh, that's wonderful. And in the meantime, you're working on the Patriot Act, aren't you?
Yes.
I want to know what's going on there.
Well, the Patriot Act, you know, this has been going. There's 16 provisions that are set to sunset. They're going to renew on December 31st if Congress authorizes their renewal. Otherwise, they sunset. They fade. They go away. But the Patriot Act has had a lot of momentum. They've pulled one or two things out that were in the Patriot Act and in a new deal, and they've added several other things, and we'll get into some of that here in just a moment. But they it seemed like this bill had just a ton of momentum. And even though 399 communities around the country and seven states have passed resolutions saying that they would not participate in the Patriot Act and they're opposed to the Patriot Act, Congress didn't seem like it was going to slow down. They wanted to show that they were strong and that they were protecting us and that they were there for us. And they were going to pass a renewal before they went to Thanksgiving break. But right before Thanksgiving break, with George Bush's low poll numbers and with Congress's the Republican Congress's low poll numbers, the Democrats smelled blood in the water. And they decided they didn't want to cut a deal, and they allowed Thanksgiving break to occur without voting for this Patriot Act, this renewed Patriot Act. And so Congress reconvenes on December 12th, and there's tremendous pressure behind the scenes to actually cut a deal. And I think the Democrats are likely to capitulate. But this is the best chance that we've had, Harry, throughout this whole thing, to actually stop the Patriot Act. And so what we're encouraging people to do is to come to downsizedc.org. For those people who are not yet familiar, downsizedc.org gives you an opportunity to register. And once you register, the system tells you who your representative and two senators are. And then you can send a personalized message that includes your name, address, and phone number on there so that the congressional offices, when they hear from you, know that they're hearing from a constituent and they count those messages.
And take it seriously.
Exactly.
Because it's not spam.
Exactly. And we need to do this right now because this is the best chance we've had. The Democrats are sensing that maybe there's a political opportunity here, and we need to take advantage of that political opportunism. Scare the Republicans, motivate the Democrats, help them all, let this thing die. All we're asking for here, Harry, is gridlock. We're asking them to just let this thing die. And if they do, the new provisions that they've got planned, along with the renewal of the 16 provisions, will go by the wayside.
Well, we don't know whether this is going to happen, but if it does happen, it's going to be monumental, because, as you say, they smell blood in the water, and this is going to sound the alarm that there really is a force out there that's anti-war and is anti what the Bush administration is doing, and it's going to put senators and representatives on the alert that maybe they better watch out what they do in the next vote that comes up.
Exactly, and that's what we want to do. We want to put them on record, and we're not the only organization advancing on this. There are a host of other organizations working on this issue, from the ACLU to the Bill of Rights Defense Committee to the electronic privacy groups. There's all kinds of groups working on this, and it's very, very important because what's happened here with the Patriot Act is it's lowered the standards that allow the FBI to obtain your private financial, medical, telephone, and internet records. And what they're able to do is they now only have to show that it's relevant to their investigation, as opposed to showing that there are specific and articulable facts that demonstrate that you're a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And so this may mean First Amendment activity could be part of their criteria. Now, under the law, it can't be their entire criteria, but it can be part of their criteria. So, Harry, you speak out against the government on a regular basis. You don't like how things are being done. That alone is almost enough to trigger an investigation. If they feel that you're impeding, that you're a terrorist threat in some way, all they have to do is suggest that basically they believe you're a terrorist threat, and the judge has to grant them permission to go into your private records. Another issue that's at stake here is that they said that they haven't been going after a whole lot of people and that there's been no abuses. Well, one of the organizations that I mentioned earlier did a Freedom of Information Act and found out that there have been they have these things called national security letters that allow they can contact libraries, medical professionals, financial institutions, internet service providers, etc. And they've gone after anti-war demonstrators in some cases. There have been 30,000 of these letters sent out. 30,000 of these letters. Now, how many terrorist arrests have you heard of on TV? So clearly they're going after some people here that are not threats. And this is what's at stake. And on December 31st, this sunsets. And it sunsets only if we put enough pressure on that the Democrats actually decide there really is a political opportunity to be had here.
Gosh, do you think that this would be just like a golden calf that's handed to them to be able to have this as a political issue? And it's bound to resonate with the American people. Any American wants privacy. Any American wants to be shielded from this government. Well, what do you think about this out there in Radio Land? Just give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. What's the email address for tonight, Jim?
It is comments@downsizedc.org.
Yeah, my email program is down, so say it again.
comments@downsizedc.org.
There we go.
If you produce computer storage media, you need GlideRite test heads. GlideRite is a major supplier of test heads to most media manufacturers in the U.S. and Asia. In addition, GlideRite produces glide heads, burnish heads, certifier heads, and thermal asperity heads, focusing on meeting your specific needs with short turnaround times and optimum quality, all at a competitive price. GlideRite's delivery performance is unmatched, whether quantities are large or small. GlideRite has manufacturing facilities in Milpitas, California, and Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam. Each site is equipped with state-of-the-art tooling and computerized equipment. GlideRide's services include research and development, new design and technology, and engineering support. Whether you need standard heads or customized solutions, GlideRide is your expert source. So when designing hard disks, always specify GlideRide.
The Harry Brown Show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network.
Into the Harry Brown Show. It's 20 minutes past the hour, and this is I am Jim Babko with the privilege of co-hosting tonight with Harry Brown. Harry, we were talking about the Patriot Act when we head into the break, and I just want to share some things that I was able to get from the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, some of the things that are at stake here. The current draft of the Patriot Act fails to ensure a connection between records sought and a suspected terrorist. The bill maintains the current, what they call, relevancy standard, which is really inadequate for records sought. This is Section 215 of the bill. It requires only that the government claim that the information it seeks is relevant to an investigation without having to connect the target of the investigation to terrorism. This is a serious violation of our first five amendments rights, right, Harry?
It certainly is. And of course, this whole thing has gone far beyond even the Patriot Act, and I'm not sure what we're going to do about that. But people are being locked up without access to an attorney, without access to the public, without the privilege of a jury trial, without the privilege of even being notified of the charges against them. And, you know, then we get into the torture business on top of that, and the torture business is possible only because nobody knows where anybody is. And if the Bill of Rights were being honored, then any person being tortured would have the right to make that publicly known. And, of course, it isn't being publicly known. It's just leaking out that certain people are dying because of torture and other people are being tortured and on and on and on and on. It's a terrible business. And if we could just stop it at the Patriot Act, it might be the beginning of stopping the next step and the next step after that and the next step after that till we get to the point where people like Jose Padilla and other well-known locked-up people are no longer being kept incommunicado. So this really is an important first step to try to block the Patriot Act.
And, folks, you can do your part to stop the Patriot Act. Right now is the best time, literally, I'm serious about this, that you have the best opportunity we've had to stop it by sending your a message to your representative and two senators at downsizedc.org. The system is easy to use. You go on downsizedc.org and you just enter your information. It will tell you who your representative and two senators are, and you can send an information from there. We want to remind you, if you want to get in on the conversation here, you got questions or comments about the war, the Patriot Act, or anything else that you want to ask Harry Brown in particular, because this is his show, 1-800-259-9231, or you can email us at comments, that's comments plural, at downsizedc.org. Here's another thing that is at stake here, Harry. It places seven-year sunsets on a few of the sections, including Lone Wolf. Now, a lot of people may not have heard of this Lone Wolf idea before.
Say it again?
It places seven-year sunsets on several sections of the bill, including the Lone Wolf provision. Now, a lot of people have not heard of Lone Wolf. They don't know what this is.
Lone Wolf.
Lone Wolf.
Well, you got me.
This is the provision that allows surveillance of individuals with no known ties to a terrorist organization. Yes, I said that correctly. Allowing surveillance of individuals with no known ties to a terrorist organization. This is one of the provisions that's set to expire. If, in other words, the Patriot Act covers a whole lot more than what they're talking about here. And the danger of a seven-year sunset is that we would have to wait longer. There was a four-year sunset agreed to unanimously almost by House and Senate when they passed this bill in the first place. They're pushing back the years that it will take for them to come back and review this bill. So if they pass it, it's going to be seven more years before they come back and review these provisions. They won't sunset. They'll be here for seven more years instead of four more years. That's another problem with this. They're going to expand their national security letter powers. Any business that does not comply with an NSL. Here, basically, national security letters, the way they work is they send a letter. If you're an internet service provider or you're running a library or whatever your business is, if you're a doctor's office, you have to turn over information, and you cannot tell your client. You can't tell them that you did it. Now, they've tightened up and removed some of the library provisions, but all the rest of it's still in there. And so all of your email, folks, is accessible. It's been kept, it's been captured, and your traffic, who you're communicating with, that information can be shared with the government if they suspect that you're involved, and the standard for being able to get this information has been tremendously lowered, far below what we were provided in the Constitution. And again, this is a privacy issue, right, Harry?
Oh, definitely.
Harry, let me ask you this. If you're innocent, and you're not participating in terrorism, and you're basically leading a law-abiding life, what have you to fear?
Right. That's always the question that's asked by the super patriots. Well, if you're innocent, you have nothing to fear. And it's not just super patriots. It's when any kind of a bill is up to pass a law that's going to trap the bad guys. Well, if you're not a bad guy, you have nothing to fear. But the interesting thing, and I've mentioned this before, but not in a long time, the interesting thing is that when these sorts of things are passed, the bad guys always slip through the net. And it's the good guys that always get trapped in this terrible weave of new laws and restrictions and regulations. And the perfect example is the monitoring of bank accounts. The Treasury Department sends agents through commercial banks and looks at all the records and says, well, what's this here? What's this transfer for? That's kind of suspicious. And why does this person suddenly have this much money in his bank account? So on and so forth. Now, here's the rub. If you're one of the so-called guilty parties that they're after, a drug dealer or something of that sort, you're aware of this law. You have to be aware of this law. It's part of your business to be aware of this law, just as it's part of a car dealer's business to be aware of some new regulation covering posting of a price on this car or whatever. But whatever it is, a drug dealer's business is to be aware of the law. So what does he do? He takes all of his money out of the bank, and he does his business in some other way. Meanwhile, you have purchased a car, or you've just sold your car, and you sold it for cash, and the cash was $13,000, and you deposited it in your bank account. Why not? Why wouldn't you deposit in your bank account? And the Treasury agent goes through and he says, well, whoops, Mr. So-and-so just put $13,000 in his bank account. That's suspicious. And they start paying attention to you. They start monitoring you. And the next thing you know, somebody comes rapping at your door and makes your life miserable because he thinks that you have done some dirty deed, and that's why you have $13,000 in your bank account, and you have to prove to him that you didn't. You have to go find the guy that bought the car from you. You have to provide a bill of sale. You have to do all these things. In other words, when these new laws are passed, the guilty are the ones that slip through the net while the innocent get really, really worked over, and that's the way it goes in these things, and that's the way it's going to be with the Patriot Act. That's the way it's undoubtedly been with the Patriot Act. You've got hundreds of thousands of people whose lives have probably been turned upside down by the Patriot Act, people who have no connection to terrorism in any way whatsoever, and are being knocked up against the side of the wall.
We have calls coming in already to 1-800-259-9231, or you can email us at comments@downsizedc.org. We'd love to hear from you.
This is Harry Brown. You know and I know that government doesn't work, that it doesn't deliver on its promises. But how do you persuade others of that? My book, Why Government Doesn't Work, was written for this purpose. It provides all the ammunition you could want to show others that government is never the answer to a social problem. The book shows why government programs never work out as intended, why government grows uncontrollably, why government doesn't work. The book provides principles, examples, one-liners, and solutions. Why Government Doesn't Work is now available for downloading at libertyfree.com for only $9.75. That's right, just $9.75 for Why Government Doesn't Work. You can read the book on your computer screen or print it out and read it from your easy chair. You can get Why Government Doesn't Work tonight at libertyfree.com.
The Harry Brown Show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, welcome back. This is Harry Brown with my co-host tonight, Jim Babka of DownsizeDC.org. And you can join the fund. Just give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. There must be a lot about this that you're aware of that we've left out. So I'd like to hear anything you have to say, and I think Jim would too. It's 1-800-259-9231. And right now we have Pete on the phone from Missouri. Good evening, Pete.
Yeah, hi. Going to be on, in any case, the Patriot Act, the act that the parts of it that are set to expire, they were put in there as window dressing to give them an excuse to go back for the purpose of adding to it.
Very, very good point.
And in the event that the things are tied up, and in the event that the people prevail and those acts are not, parts are not renewed, it's still a long way from a victory. And even if the entire Patriot Act was taken down, why they have passed some other draconian legislation since then that they were originally calling Patriot Act 2 that people didn't want, that they stuck as riders on other bills, I forget which, that basically defined Patriot as, you know, if you sneezed on a crowded elevator, I mean, that means you're a terrorist. They have these absolutely ridiculous laws. And in addition to overturning that, I have what I consider to be the ideal way of hitting back at them.
Good.
And that is that in any state that has a ballot initiative would be to push for full disclosure as to the use of socialist slave state numbers when they're required and when they're not. And if the private sector had to inform people as to whether or not the slave number was actually required, then that would strike a blow at the heart of this, which is the income tax and, of course, the money system, the fraudulent money system behind it. Because without that slave number, into their system. And that includes,
what do you mean by slave number?
Socialist slave state number.
You mean the Social Security number?
That's what you call it, okay? that infernal, hellish nine-digit number.
I try to be all co-around.
Okay, so I think the other hit-back technique is, it might be controversial, but that's the plant hemp everywhere, okay? Let the cops take out these harmless little plants, you know, see who comes and collects it. I mean, plant it on the lawns of judges and politicians and cops, you know, and then they can ask that forfeiture seizure each other. You know?
Well, what you're asking for is probably just a tad out of reach right now, but what you said at the beginning about the way they go about this is a very, very important point that we must all always be aware of. And that is, what you hear about a bill is usually the least important parts of the bill, and as you said, are very often is just window dressing, and that the name of the bill, whether it's Safe Streets or No Child Left Behind or Patriot or whatever it is, really has nothing to do with what's in the bill. What's in the bill is going to be a Christmas tree full of ornaments that every politician is going to hang his favorite ones on. And, of course, if the administration is pushing for something that's really draconian, they're not going to put that in the title or in the description of the bill. And we must always realize that that's the way government operates. that it is not what they tell us is in the bill. It's not what they tell us is in the laws. It's what they put in there to get what they want. And it is very, very seldom that you get this. I just recorded for Free Market News today my next episode, which will be up next Wednesday on freemarketnews.com. And it's called How Government Operates. And in there, I use one particular bill that was passed in 1997 when the flood rivers of the Red River overflowed in and put people out of homes in Minnesota, North Dakota, and FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Act, didn't have enough money to do anything about it, so they passed the Special Emergency Appropriations Act. And that bill included a renovation in Kentucky, a new college station in Pulaski, Arkansas, money for the Denver Summit of Eight, and money for the Olympic Games, and all sorts of things. And when it was all done, it included money for every conceivable thing you could imagine, except the homeless people from the Red River in North Dakota and Minnesota. It's a perfect example. Now, it's an absurd example, I grant you, but it is not unique. That is the way government operates. And I hope you'll tune in next Wednesday or thereafter to hear this whole thing, because it really is something. Anyway, Pete, you've raised a very, very important point. Is there anything you wanted to add to that?
No, again, I simply believe that, the core issue and the core pressure point to hit the government on is that slave number. It's totally voluntary unless you want to go to work for them. And if people knew that, they knew it back in 1935 when the act was passed. However, they seem to have forgotten that. And if everybody realized it was voluntary and decided to unvolunteer tomorrow, I think they'd largely be out of business.
Well, let me ask you a question, since nobody knows your last name. Do you give your Social Security number to anybody?
No.
And what happens when people ask for it?
I tell them the most A to B way around that issue is to scream religious objector. Because when you scream religious objector, they hear lawsuit. And I'm thinking in terms of, I haven't yet gotten a bank account without a slave number. I'm thinking of going out and picketing banks dressed up as a Warsaw Ghetto Jew, complete with the yellow star, the big beard, everything else, because that other key thing is anti-Semitic. I think if you want to liken it, the concentration camp number, that might be a good pitch. If I could round up 10 or 11 other crazies, like Petey, who would go out and pick at a bank, I think I could do a lot of good.
Well, we're running out of time on this segment.
Harry, I've got a couple questions for Pete.
Okay, well, let's, Pete, do you mind staying over during
the
break?
No, that's fine. Fine, I'll do that.
Okay, because I got a question, too. And I can imagine now that there are a few people out in radio land that have questions about this. But don't worry, we've got plenty of time left on this show, so we can get to your question, too, which you can give us at 1-800-259-9231.
Or you can email us at comments@downsizedc.org.
All right, so stay tuned. We have some commercials here that you might be interested in, and then we will be back with some more interesting stuff. And we've got some other subjects we want to get to, too, tonight, so don't go away.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Harry Brown Show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is the Harry Brown Show, 16 minutes until the top of the hour. I am a co-host tonight with Harry Brown. My name is Jim Babcock. I'm the president of DownsizedDC.org. And I want to encourage you, if you want to do something to stop the Patriot Act, to go to DownsizedDC.org right now. It's very simple and easy to use. You can send a message to Congress. This is the best opportunity we've had to stop the Patriot Act. We've been talking to Pete from Missouri. And he's right now thinks that the best way to go after the federal government is to restrict the use of your Social Security number. Don't give it out. Don't participate in the system. He believes this is the heart of the matter and the way that they're able to intrude in our privacy. Pete, I want to make sure I understood something here. Do you or do you not have a bank account? It wasn't quite clear to me.
I have an account that I got years back when I was still using the number, and I haven't put any money into it in a long, long time. And basically, I'm in the cash economy at this point.
Do you find that inconvenient?
It doesn't matter how inconvenient it is. I find use of that number degrading and dehumanized. And furthermore, it's totally voluntary. And people need to understand that, know that. If they ask, got to force a habit.
Are you able, by saying that this is voluntary and I volunteer not to do it, are you able to do things that you formerly were required to have a Social Security number for?
All right, In other words,
are you making any progress when you say, I choose not to do it? Do people respect that? Do any people? I know not everybody will, but do some people respect that?
I was actually able to get hired on with the multi-level market outfit without that number.
That's a good, interesting. Okay. What about in commerce? In buying, you know, I'm trying to think of some places where I'm asked for my Social Security number. What happens if you go to, have you been to a doctor's office in the last 2 or 3 years?
Most certainly, and I put down religious objector, and they don't question it any further than that.
Well, that's interesting. Good for you.
I got my son. My son was able to obtain a driver's license without the use of a slave number, even though they asked him for one. He just submitted a sworn affidavit that he doesn't have one, and the look on the bureau rat's face was priceless. I mean, this gal looked at him like he was from Mars, but he still got his driver's license, and they don't have a slave number for him, so he's not going to be in their little database for when the draft comes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you own a house?
I don't own one in my name, not in my name. Okay? Nor do I have a mortgage, nor does anybody in my family have a mortgage. Okay.
All right.
I have heard of people obtaining mortgages without the number. You will jump through some hoops. Okay? However, the jump through the hoop is, I think, worth it compared to the degradation and humiliation of having to give up that number.
Okay, and you're affiliated with a multi-level marketing company. Do you also have a full or part-time job?
I do handyman work. I do it on a cash basis.
Okay.
Well, you're in a fortunate position in some ways, not always. In some ways, you've made quite an effort to abide by your principle here. And in some other cases, you're fortunate in that you are a handyman. If I were a handyman, I'd be $3,000 in debt right now because I would have messed up somebody's house. But enough of that. Let's go back to what you said at the outset about the Patriot Act. Jim, are there some ways in which that needs to be cleaned up?
Yeah, you know, I understand where Pete's coming from here, that this isn't really going to the heart of the matter, but there are 399 communities around this country representing over 60 million American citizens, seven states that have passed resolutions saying that they're not participating in the Patriot Act. These localities have said they won't help out when it comes time to be asked. They're refusing to do it, and they're taking a stand on constitutional grounds. The Patriot 2 was actually had a whole lot of momentum immediately following the passage of Patriot 1. It seemed like a foregone conclusion that it would happen. And Pete's right, there have been one or two things, but frankly, almost everything that was proposed in Patriot 2 did not show up until the passage or the renewal of this Patriot Act bill. They did manage to sneak a couple things into the Patriot Act that they're attempting to renew here, but most of it has really been forestalled because of public opposition. And the fact of the matter is that the position that we are in today didn't happen overnight. And any attempt, I believe this all in my heart because I've participated in other efforts and other ways of trying to change things dramatically and instantly, but what we're attempting to do at DownsizeDC.org is to use the same tool that's been used on us, which is to gradually go back and reverse everything on them. They've expanded this government. You know, you talk about the Social Security number. That's an innovation of the 1930s. You have the income tax and an innovation of the 19-teens. The Federal Reserve, you know, whatever it is that is bothering you, all of these things happened a long time ago, and they've gradually built up their power to where they're at today. And what we need to do is begin to reverse that pattern. That's the most effective way that we're going to be able to persuade our fellow citizens to join us in this cause.
Yeah, I think that's well put. And as we said before, if we can make a showing here, we might actually put some spine in the backs of some of the Democrats to oppose George Bush on some of the more brutal things that the administration has been doing. But we'll be right back.
1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
You're listening to The Harry Brown Show on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Harry Brown with Jim Babka. Tonight we're co-hosting the Saturday Evening Libertarian Conversation. And after the break, we'll be changing the subject, but we also want to engage in any subject that is important to you. Do you have questions about what's going on in the country? Is there something that you think isn't being pointed out that ought to be brought up about what's going on in the country? So I hope you'll stay tuned through the break and raise those questions. We want to summarize now what we've been talking about this past hour with the Patriot Act, and then after the news break, we're going to move on to another subject, and that's one about just how successful this war on terrorism has been. Is there even a war on terrorism going on? And what's happening in Iraq? Is it what we think it is? I think you're going to hear a lot of things that you haven't seen on the news and that indicate just how ignorant George Bush is of this country that he's trying to save called Iraq. Jim, why don't you summarize what we talked about in the first hour?
No, Harry, I can't wait till we get to some of this, because I think everybody's taken it as the gospel truth that we are fighting a war on terror, and that we are on the side, you know, trying to fight on the side of good, and that even if it isn't going very well, that our intentions were good over there. And I think this conversation that you want to have during the next hour is going to be very revealing. We also want to remind people to call 1-800-259-9231 to get their questions in, or email us at comments@downsizedc.org. But folks, the Patriot Act, this is really our last and absolutely best chance to stop it. The Patriot Act has lowered the standards, allowing the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to obtain your private financial, medical, telephone, internet records, even library records. And they do it. They've got a greatly reduced threshold for asking. They basically have to say that they're interested in you. That's about all they have to say to the judge under the Patriot Act. It kind of gets rid of this idea that you were securing your papers. These ancient notions that were given to us in the Constitution have been brushed aside. You no longer have a specific and articulatable fact demonstrating that you're a threat. You could be a lone wolf. You may not even be suspected of terrorism. It may be some of the First Amendment activities that you've engaged in, opposing the war, for example, that may have gotten your records looked at. And there's been over 30,000 cases of this per year going on under the Patriot Act. 16 provisions set to sunset. That means they go out December 31st. They're dead. And right now, in the Senate, there was a deal. This thing looked like it was a sure thing to happen before Thanksgiving, that they would renew the Patriot Act and include some new provisions in it that made the bill worse. All 16 provisions set to expire December 31st, but it isn't right now happening. They went to Thanksgiving break without a deal. And so we have a chance to stop it. The Democrats smell blood in the water. The Republicans see sinking poll numbers. And we have a chance by downsizedc.org. You can send a message to your representative, the two senators. It is so easy. I encourage you to check out downsizedc.org. Go about a little ways down the page, and you can see Lady Liberty is gagged right there. That's the campaign to stop the Patriot Act, and you have an opportunity to put that pressure on at downsizedc.org. This is the best chance we've had. December 12th, Congress comes back. Let's make sure that they don't renew the Patriot Act. 1-800-259-9231, or email us at comments@downsizedc.org. We'll be back after the news.